This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, play WFAN.
Tierney on the Fan. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Boner pills, huh, Teak? Teak's got a ton of them.
I'm not espousing them.
Listen, I mean, how do you start a study? How does studying, like, sexual enhancement pills get you in the direction of linking it to staving off Alzheimer's?
Because you notice that it probably has some sort of
expansion of the capillaries.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
What does that do for the brain?
It just more blood flow, right? That's kind of what they think causes those neurodegenerative diseases.
Yeah, to
just
die and
lack of blood flow in certain parts of your brain.
Like a lack of engagement due to blood. So if you start taking the Viagra, theoretically, you get more blood to the brain and we're good.
Which is exactly what happens with impotence.
So I'll take them.
It's the same thing.
Well, we don't need that.
I'm just saying. Scientifically, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I know, but I don't care about that.
I know you don't.
We're inside of the Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So one of the original voices of the Fan, he was part-time when the station launched back in 87. I think he was doing overnight, doing a lot of wrestling stuff. That is my boy Jody Mack. And, of course, he did Middays with Susan Waldman for a little bit. Mack and Sid with our buddy Sid Rosenberg, who's out of his mind. I used to listen to those guys a little bit. Jody Mack will join us next hour. He's a big baseball guy, big sports fan. So, although we also, and I remember this from when I used to work with Mack, and I used to get on him. And I forgot, he is a fan of two teams.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Cowboys fan and a Jets fan. So we're going to sneak attack Jody Mack and let him know why that is unacceptable.
No,
I'm coming at him.
Yeah, he's not. Is he from?
Well, his dad was a jam of the Mets in the 70s. I think Jody was born in.
But where's he from? Like, where
he's
is he from
here.
So how the heck is he a Cowboys fan?
I have
fan
probably
from here?
Because the Cowboys were great in the 70s. And Dove, how old is Mack?
Yeah.
Roughly.
60s?
Yeah.
He's not in his 60s.
And he's from Yonkers? So he's from Yonkers. So
Yonkers.
There's no excuse to be a Cowboys fan.
Well, I grew up with guys in Brooklyn who were Dolphin fans, Cowboy fans. There's really no excuse in my world. But, the excuse is the teams here sucked.
Yeah, but
that was the excuse. That was the window of opportunity, Deke. I want to be a winner.
But if you're on that side, I can understand how you probably were a Jets fan. You would have only had the option to be a Jets fan.
No, I was the only Jet fan on my block. It was all Giant fans.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to explain it away.
I always joke around. I had a bunch of Jet jerseys that I would get from Santa when I was young. I had like a Wesley Walker jersey. I had a Richard Todd jersey. And I always used to ask my mom, can I wear them to church? And sometimes she'd let me. And then I really liked Lance Mell, number 56. So, and Lance was a good player. Had a couple of picks against the Raiders in the playoff game at the Coliseum back in the day. And I guess that would have been 81 season or 82. Either way, my number 56 was Lance Mell. All of my buddies, their number 56 was Lawrence Taylor.
Ah.
Which should have told me, and again, no disrespect to Lance Mell, good player. But should have told me all that I needed to know about what the next 35 years of my life would entail.
Your 56 doesn't match the blue 56.
It does not. So we'll get with Jody Mack a little later. Listen, the Ben Simmons thing is interesting, but I'll tell you who I would trade for.
Go ahead.
Trade for Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I mean, but How are you getting that done?
Well, how are you getting the Ben Simmons thing done?
Well, because I don't know if Minnesota is really interested in getting rid of Carl Anthony Towns.
I don't think A-Rod's giving him a big deal. He's got 2 years to go on his contract, and he's going to have to get.
Yeah, no, I kind of forget that
A-Rod. A-Rod's face is getting a little chubby. You know, yeah. He's getting a little thick up there, A-Rod. You know, that's why J-Lo said peace.
He's comfortable. He's comfortable.
Why wouldn't you be?
Of course he.
How much money does he have? Give me a number.
I have no idea.
$700 million. He's not at a billion yet, is he?
No.
No, not too short of a bill.
Because he doesn't have a product or
estate. I think he went nuts in real estate.
Right, he did.
Nuts.
You're right. He did.
Right.
Maybe.
Can he possibly have a billion?
No, I don't think he has a billion.
Short of a billion.
I think we would know that.
Because he'd tell us?
Yeah.
877-337-6666. Let's get Pat, who's on Long Island, and Pat is on the Fan. What up, Pat?
Hey, BT, you are my boy. There's one thing, right? Zeke, I'm not ignoring you. But BT,
it's all good.
I'm a diehard Knicks fan.
Patty.
Bigger fan than these other guys that call. Well, you should do this. Here's a couple of things.
Let's
right?
hear it.
Number one thing is Ben Simmons. You're an NBA fan, and so am I.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Atlanta playoffs last year. He was horrendous.
Yes,
he was.
He can't shoot free throws. Trae Young dropped like 40 before he dropped, but he hurt his foot. Where did he stop, PT? All-world defender. Where? He's not an all-world defender. He's soft. He's wimpy. He's not built for New York. And like Tiki says, where do you put the money? We need the money, BT, to put the contract in there.
Pat, let me throw this at you, Pat. Pat, let me throw this at you, bud, because you do open up a door to something that's really important.
He's an awesome free throw shooter. He can't shoot free throws.
No, I know. Listen, Pat, I'm kind of glossing over this, but if you let's just drop him in the guard right now. Let the trade's done. He's a Knick, whatever. Can you imagine the first time he airballs a free throw or the first time he passes up a 3-foot layup? He will be done.
Tell the fans, stop with the Ben Simmons. Send him out to Sacramento where nobody cares what he does.
Fair enough.
All his stuff. And here's three things about the Knicks, BT, that I watch the Knicks games. I'm a diehard fan.
I got you. I got you.
Three things, brother.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Mitch Robinson, nice player, right?
Yeah.
Plays 24 minutes. Tibbs does his thing with him. Don't know why. Nerlens isn't even playing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Julius Nerlens is hurt.
He's been hurt.
I think he's hurt.
Noel's been hurt a lot this year.
He's been hurt. He's got the left knee soreness. But I like Nerlens, though.
Me too.
When he plays. He's actually really what Tibbs looks for. The problem with Mitch is he doesn't rebound that great to his size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's not a great shot blocker. He's just not.
I agree with that too.
No, you're right.
I agree.
Number two, Julius Randle. I love Julius, right? We all love him. Crowd comes in, BT.
Yeah.
Not a great play in front of the crowd.
A little different.
Stuff losing his cool, scowls, right? Dribbles, madly into the middle of the lane, gets the ball stripped all the time. You watch it, like, oh, come on, not again.
Yeah.
Right?
And he can't jump his way out of that.
He doesn't.
He can't jump his way out of that. Like, you get stuck in the lane.
Right.
Like, a great athlete will just jump over and shoot it anyways.
He gets trapped under the rim,
that's
it. He gets blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, one more thing. RJ has got to improve his handle. It's a very loosey-goosey, cheesy handle.
I agree,
too. It's not great. They pressure him. He could. Remember when the coach tried my point guard? It was horrendous.
Pat, we see the
right?
same
Number
thing,
four,
Pat.
One last thing.
Well, I mean, Pat, what are we going to do this for the next 3 hours here, buddy? Come on. I mean, I know you like the show here, Pat,
thing.
But hurry up, Pat.
One last thing. Obi Toppin.
Yep.
I like him. Two things, OBT. And you know this. You're a basketball guy. Don't give me you don't know it.
I got
he
you.
He can't shoot.
I know.
He can't dribble.
True.
And you guys, this plus one. Big deal. Half the NBA runs up and down the court and dunks, man. Nobody cares about that. And he's light in the can. He plays no defense. Even Clyde said it last night. Oh, what is he doing? He's not closing out with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Guys, we need a point guard.
We got problems here, Pat. That's depressing. I got you. All right,
Pat.
No,
DeRon Fox is not it.
Pat, thanks for the call.
I mean, that's why Ben
Simmons. Thank you, Pat.
That's why Ben Simmons feels interesting. Because at least he's going to do one thing really well.
I didn't want to draft Toppin. I don't want to get down that road again because it's water under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know... I did not want to draft him.
But here's the point. Like, if you have a guy like Obi Toppin and you know these deficiencies, Pat just laid them all out. And we know them. We see him. He doesn't play great defense. He's he's not a shooter, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Handle.
Like, you know that already.
So how is he better than even Kenny Walker? I almost feel like he's the modern Kenny Walker.
He might be.
Which is not a great thing if you're a Knicks fan.
But
good thing if you're a Kentucky fan.
The question is, like, what do you do with it? Now that he's there.
Okay.
Unless you're just saying, Obi, get out. Let's find a partner for you, the trade partner.
Yeah.
maybe someone else can reinvent you, not in the bright lights of New York City.
I don't think he's afraid of the lights. He played well against the Hawks in the playoffs. He actually came up a little bit.
But that's not my point. Like, okay, all those things that he doesn't do well,
yeah,
if he was in Washington, like, it's not getting illuminated that he doesn't really shoot well from the corner.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Tika. I don't hear anybody on ESPN talking about Obi Toppin. We're doing it here because we're in New York.
He doesn't play any minutes. That's why. Yeah. That's ultimately why.
How do you mitigate his deficiencies? I think that's where you're going. I'm going to tell you.
Not even how do you mitigate it. Like,
play around what he's good at?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
You get a point guard. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Ben Simmons.
There we go. It might be the only way to do it, really. Jeff's in Queens on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Jeff.
Hey, Tiki, Tierney, big fan.
Appreciate you, Jeff.
Tiki, totally big fan. You're like my second favorite player from the Giants.
Well, who's number one?
Who's number one?
Taylor.
Oh, Lawrence Taylor. Of course.
You can handle that, right? The ego can handle that.
LT's the man.
Yep.
I'm calling about the Knicks. I don't hear too much talk about Cam Reddish. I mean, I feel like I've been screaming about getting a shot creator to New York, you know? I mean, the only one we had was Carmelo Anthony, really, in the last several years, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like Cam Reddish could be that guy. And if his ankle heals and he's healthy, it could look like Houston and Sprewell back in the day.
Well, here's
like the combination of Barrett and my man Reddish.
Yeah,
it could look really good.
I mean,
give me your thoughts.
Thanks, Jeff.
He's a good shooter. He's not a great shooter.
No.
Cam Reddish. I think he is a better athlete than a lot of the guys that we've been talking about on the Knicks right now. But here's the biggest issue I'm going to see going forward, BT. And we heard this a little bit when someone earlier called about Obi Toppin. And if you get a point guard who can run, say like Ben Simmons, who can just move up and down the court, likes to play in fast break as opposed to the half court, which it seems like the Knicks get caught in every single possession. Not that they're trying to, but it seems like they get caught in the half court offense every possession. And then they're like, all right, let's fumble this handoff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe you back screen. Like, it's just weird.
A lot of disjointed possessions.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't work well. And so if you want to unlock R.J. Barrett, if you want to unlock Obi Toppin, to use your word, if Cam Reddish, who's a really good athlete, you want to unlock these guys, you got to play faster, right? And the only way to play faster is if you have a point guard you can trust to make quick, fast decisions. And so I think a lot of people, when I say Ben Simmons, they're thinking, well, we got to have Ben Simmons and we stick him in the Tom Thibodeau offense that is mostly in the half court. That's not going to benefit anybody, right? I think you have to play faster if you're this Knicks squad with the athletes, a lot of whom aren't playing right now.
So our last caller said he can see a little in the future, like Reddish and Barrett with Houston and Sprewell. I don't see that at all. I mean, if you gave me 10 guesses to come up with a duo, I don't even think that their skill sets are remotely comparable. First of all, and you're right, Reddish is not incredibly efficient, though he can yo-yo you up a little bit, which is appealing because we really don't have that. And we know Barrett's strengths and we know his weaknesses. But Allen Houston was one of the best shooters of his generation, period.
Right.
And Latrell Sprewell was one of the best athletes and finishers. And, you know, like in terms of like having this drive, this primal drive, this competitive edge, this just overall edge. He's at the top of the list for Knicks. I mean, the guy was just fierce, Sprewell. I mean, Starks had that too, but Sprewell's a better player, more talented, and I love Starks. No, I don't see Reddish and Randall at all remotely like Houston and Spree. If your point is you'd have a good duo, yes, possibly. If your point is that they're similar skill sets or even similar impact, you're talking about Houston and Sprewell, who went to the finals against the Spurs without Ewing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not seeing that. I wish, but I don't really see that. Let's get Phil, who's in Howell, New Jersey, on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Phil.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Oh, listen, as far as Ben Simmons would go, I wouldn't touch Ben Simmons. Let me tell you something. Number one, the guy's a head case, okay? Just by seeing what's going on now. Number two, he can't shoot. I mean, I've seen him play. He just can't shoot. And I know he's a great defensive presence. I'm not denying that. And number three, okay, if you're in a playoff game, let's say he comes to the Knicks, he plays well, they get to the playoffs, It's the fourth quarter. It's possession by possession. You know how the other team is going to win? They're going to foul him.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy on a free throw can't hit the broadside of a bond. And that's a fact.
Yeah. No, he's a career 60% free throw shooter.
I mean, so, Phil, you're married to the concept that he can never fix his weakness?
You would think that he would, you know, at least fix some of it by now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
you know. Well, maybe he has. We haven't seen him.
You can become a better free throw shooter.
Yep.
I mean, like, you know, during the off season or even during the season. All right, after practice, you shoot 100 free throws or whatnot.
Yep.
Try to improve yourself. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I just.
I got you.
The Knicks, they need a shooter. They don't need another defender. I mean, please, give me somebody that can shoot the ball, a six man off the bench. If he gets hot, he'll pump you 20, 25.
It's just not a ton of them. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Phil. There's just not a ton of them. You want to go get Buddy Hield?
No.
Right?
I have no issue. Unless he comes with Fox, maybe, but no. Nah.
There's not, and teams aren't willingly giving up their 3-and-D guys.
That's true.
They're not just saying, all right, you can have that guy. We don't need him. This is the most valuable piece of a championship team.
Yeah.
Right? Look at the Milwaukee Bucks last year. I mean, that's how they won. Right? So teams aren't going to give up those players. They're just not available. And so you got to get the next best thing, I think.
You know what they need? And we'll wrap this up with this. We'll get into something else coming up I think you guys will like. But, you know, and by the way, if you want to jump in on this because we're going to move on, you can tweet us for sure, at Tiki and Tierney. The Knicks just need to get lucky for once. Like
in the draft.
You know, and not to rewrite history or even attempt to revisit history because you can't rewrite it. But, you know, Steph was almost a Knick, wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could do this all day. Instead of getting Ja Morant, we get Barrett. Like, mm-hmm. there's just a, you know, there's, and again, I like RJ, but he's not Barrett. He's not Ja Morant. Like, you just need to get lucky. But to get lucky, you've got to be bad enough to be in position to get lucky.
Yeah.
And when they have been bad enough, they haven't gotten lucky. And now that they're competitive, do we want to just go back to that and hope that we get lucky, which we never do? I don't know. That doesn't seem like a foolproof method either.
No, it's not.
I don't know. What do you want, dude? I just emptied the tank with the Knicks today. Thibs has been below board. Randall's been, you know, his regression has been stark. I love Barrett, but I'm still not fully sold. They don't have a real point guard. You know, I mean, the shooters aren't shooting. They're a flawed team.
Yeah.
Bottom line. All right, T, coming up next, here's a question for you. If Daniel Jones isn't the quarterback for the Giants next year, who is? We'll get to that coming up next right here on The Fan. All right, T, you know, there's so much up in the air about the Giants because of, we don't know who the GM and the coach are yet, but, you know, also the two foundational pieces, the quarterback is hurt.
Yep.
And Barkley, based on the position and the eventual money that will be required to retain him, you know, big question marks. Let's put Barkley aside for a moment, and let's get to the quarterback spot. I mean, because here's the way I see it. Like, you can't go in, well, there's no way you could go into next season with the guys they had as the backup quarterback.
No.
There's no chance.
No.
But because Jones is iffy physically, like, you need to have somebody seriously viable. I don't know if Carson Wentz shakes free from the Colts. He could. If that happens, maybe I kick the tires.
Do you love that, though?
No, I mean, I like it better than Mike Glennon, who's one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Yeah, but you're bringing in Carson Wentz. He's got to be brought in as the starter.
Why? He hasn't earned anything.
Yeah, I mean,
after that last game, he hasn't earned anything. He's earned the right to have a helmet.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. But that's a difficult one because I don't know if I love Carson Wentz's game enough to not find out about Daniel Jones by bringing in Carson Wentz to potentially be the starter.
I hear you on that, but you have to have a plan that is a lot more, granted, it's far from a given. I get it. But we're also talking about the backup spot. How many backup spots in the NFL are givens?
Yeah.
Very few. So you at least have something that is appealing and somewhat plausible in the event that Daniel Jones can't play.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that if Jones is healthy that, you know, day one, all right, we're going to have a quarterback competition. I'm not saying you do that, but,
yeah.
I mean, Daniel Jones' offseason is going to be very truncated.
All right, I'm going to get
very truncated.
It is, because,
so that's
I mean, so much of it is going to be him trying to get healthy. I mean, I don't think he needs a procedure. We don't know.
I hope not.
We have not heard a lot. Here are the free agent quarterbacks, BT.
Okay.
Unrestricted free agents, so this doesn't require a trade, as
just
we all
money,
know.
Just money, which they don't have much of. They have
none of, because they're
the
negative,
cap.
Whatever it is, $300,000. Uh-huh. Obviously, that's just because of how the season ended. But
hey,
we all know.
You want to be a backup.
At the end of the year, the Giants had, what did they go into the last game with, 50 players or something like that? They had to make some changes to their roster at the last minute just to field a full team for
because
the last
of the
game.
Finances?
Yes, because
yeah,
of the finances.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I didn't even pay attention.
It was bad,
to that.
Dude. It was
I
bad.
I watched the game.
All right, here are the teams.
You know why I watched the game? I want to see how bad it was going to get.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just curious.
I just wanted them to score two scores. They did not. Ben Roethlisberger.
Pass retired. Next.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. He just had major surgery.
Yeah,
so.
The truth of the matter is, I mean, if he just had major surgery, he was shirtless in Buffalo. How banged up can he be?
No, I mean, I don't think it was like.
Oh, the abdominal thing
with
Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to circle. He knows the New York market. I'm going to say maybe.
He is 39 years old.
So what?
He's 39
he's
years old.
He's twice as good as Glennon.
Okay,
who
so
else?
Ryan Fitzpatrick, you like. Andy Dalton.
Maybe.
All right, Cam Newton.
No chance.
Not a chance.
Cam Newton's done.
Tyrod Taylor.
Maybe.
Okay. Jameis Winston.
I don't think that he will get a chance. I mean, he will get a chance to start.
Yes.
So I don't think he would be in play for the Giants, but if he was,
yeah, 100%. I think he's 100%. I think the Saints are going to keep him to try to play out for the starting job. I don't think he wins it. I think they find someone else. But Jameis Winston, he's interesting, but I don't think he's in New York right now.
All right,
Jacoby
Winston.
Brissett.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay, I could do worse than him.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, I don't want to see Teddy Bridgewater do anything at this point. I'm so tired of
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, absolutely, Mariota.
I 100% agree with
good
you.
Good call.
Joe Flacco now.
Oh, please get rid of him.
Trubisky now.
Flacco.
Trubisky, though, it's interesting. Because
a little rehab in Buffalo?
Yeah, he got a little bit rehab.
Well, what
in
if
Buffalo.
They bring in Brian Daboll, and Daboll's like, yo, I really like
Mitchell
Trubisky. That's it. You know what? I'm going to write that down. Daboll slash
And then it gets into the Tim Boyles, the Blaine Gabberts, the Chad Henne.
Gabbert is still playing?
Yeah, he is.
Gosh.
He's only 32 years old.
He
Chad
sucks.
Henne's, Brandon. Like none of these other guys are
at least
worth
Chad Henne's had a serviceable
mentioning.
Backup career.
So out of those, I mean, there's a handful that are interesting as backup options. And honestly, Tyrod Taylor, however you want to say his name.
Uh-huh.
He's the most interesting to me because he can serve the backup role well, and you know he's not going to be disruptive, and people aren't going to be calling for Tyrod Taylor to be starting.
Yeah,
you know, at some point
he knows the drill.
He knows the drill.
Uh huh.
Like
Tyrod Taylor.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, if it got to a point where Daniel was just struggling, people would be calling for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But
to
you
start.
Know what? If you win a couple of games, who cares? I mean, you want somebody out of the pen who could actually do something positive.
I don't think you're wrong.
See, the one thing that I don't want, I'm not saying that you're remotely suggesting this, but I can't stand when I hear fans or it's intimated from teams, you know, we really don't want to bring in a quarterback that might threaten the starter's role.
That's not what I'm saying.
I know you're not. Trust me. If your starter is that fragile mentally, you got the wrong guy.
I think you're right. But the reason I like Tyrod Taylor is that he wants to be the starter. He's not going in and saying, all right, I'm just a backup. I'm cool. I'm doing it. It's not what he wants. He wants to play.
Everybody wants to play.
I know, but he actually can still play.
Uh-huh.
But he's had injury issues also the last couple of years. That worries me a little bit.
Talk about Taylor.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor.
Well, it doesn't help when your team trainer sticks a needle in your lung and almost kills you before opening day.
That's a good point.
Or week one. I like Tyrod. I love the Mariota idea.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny. I posed the question, and you constructed a radically different list than mine. because my list has Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Jimmy G on
it. But I went for a list that's not going to cost the Giants any money.
Okay. Or draft equity.
Or draft equity. Okay. It's really that.
Which is probably the proven
way to
look at it.
I mean, it's going to cost them money. They're going to make, you know, $10 million. One of these guys is going to make $10 million.
Yep.
But, if, you know, maybe even five, depending on what their, you know, their asking is.
Gotcha.
But you're right. If you want to spend the money, you want to give up draft equity and other assets, obviously you're going to go try to get Russell Wilson or one of these other guys that are vets that went out from the places that they're currently in.
John's in Manhattan. John is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. John, what's happening? How are you today, John?
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Good, John. What's happening?
All right, so I got an issue. I'm a season ticket holder for 25 years.
Okay.
Daniel Jones is not my quarterback.
Well, technically he is, but
I don't care.
You don't want him to be.
Fair enough.
You don't want him to be. You don't want him to be.
Fair enough.
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. Not at all. All right. I didn't want him when they drafted him at 6 from Duke. I don't want him now. Mm.
Who do you want?
My biggest problem. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, that is an outstanding direction. I mean, I'm teasing you, but John, here's the thing. I'm not going to say that you're wrong with Jones, but you got to at least have a name that you think is more viable. Who do you want?
Description of you know, New York City, Deshaun Watson. Mm. I love the city, Deshaun Watson. My only problem with Deshaun is he's got.
I got to let you go, John. My only problem with Deshaun Watson is I don't know if all these massage parlors are still open through the pandemic in New York City.
I don't think
a problem for Deshaun Watson. Yeah. He might say, I'm not coming here.
I don't think he ever went to a massage parlor, though.
Really?
No.
Oh, I know what you're saying. It was personal. I don't think he was like somewhere in some seedy part of Manhattan. Yeah, no. I know what you mean.
No.
I got you.
No.
I got you.
And the NFL still got to determine what they're doing with him.
I know. Deshaun Watson's
that's
a pipe dream.
That's the
not
only
happening.
Thing that scares me about him.
Not happening.
Love his game. I don't like where he's at right now.
Yep. 877-337-6666. You got a couple of good names, Teak. I got to be honest. I like your list here. You throw out Fitzpatrick. I'm okay with that. Dalton, I'd be okay with that for a year. Tyrod Taylor, all right, let's see where Winston is in terms of other teams' interest. Okay, I don't really want Jacoby Brissett. Trubisky is interesting if the head coach is Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
And it very well might be. I would actually bet on Daboll.
Mariota's the
point.
One you like best.
I do like Mariota the best, I do. But I want to get to this coming up next where I get it would cost draft equity and money, but there is a name. I'm just going to give you the name. I'm going to give you a situation where Rodgers makes complete sense for the Giants, but more importantly, the Giants actually make more sense and complete sense for Rodgers. Nobody said this. I'll lay it on you coming up next here on The Fan. All right, Tiki and Tierney here on The Fan, 877-337-6666. Jody Mack, do me a favor. What did they say? Jody Mack, can you do me a favor? Is that how they say it? How would they say it? Jody,
I don't remember. It was Friday nights, overnights, mostly. Well,
what were you doing? Were you out partying, Dove? You were listening, right?
No, it was the Sabbath.
He was.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Sleeping.
That's right. Well, what time does Sabbath end? I know when it starts at sundown.
Saturday night, I could listen. That's true.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, did you listen on Saturday
it's not
night?
Wrestling talk.
All right, I got you. How do you didn't get into wrestling?
No.
God, I love the old wrestling stuff.
I hate to say it, BT. I like real sports.
Real sports. All right, Dove.
Yeah. Actual competitive sport.
Yeah.
Not, hey, winking a nod.
Dove, I will give you $500. We know it's choreographed. We get that. I will give you $500 if you climb to the top rope.
Hold on a second.
Wait. No, Dove. If you're going to talk tough on the show, we're going to call you out. So you said that it's fake and you tried to take a little shot at the great sport of wrestling. The old stuff, not this stuff. So I'll give you $500, and we'll find a gym to do this, a boxing gym. There's one right in the neighborhood, actually. You climb to the top rope, and I'll put some pillows in the middle of the canvas. You've got to do a Jimmy Snuka. No half-ass in it where you fall on your butt. You know, you've got to do a top rope splash like Jimmy. And if you do it and you don't die, you get $500. Deal?
I have to see what it entails.
Oh, I just told you what it entails. You got to do it.
I can't envision. I know what Jimmy Snuka is.
Hoff, you don't know who Jimmy Snuka is?
Oh, my God.
All right, you're banned for the rest of the show.
You know he'll never
cut
reach
his
the
mic.
He'll never reach the pillows, by the way.
I mean, I'm not asking you to do like Ricky Steamboat or a backflip like the Hardy Brothers, probably a better way to put it. But Jimmy Snuka. We'll even let you get away with a King Kong Bundy splash. Forget the top rope. All right. Anyway, Tiki's like, what is my partner doing?
I have no idea.
This happens once in a while. Deal with it. Deal with it.
He couldn't even get on the top rope.
King Kong, do not disparage the great King Kong Bundy.
There's King Kong no Bundy. Way that dude climbed up to the top.
No, he didn't. I'm not even remotely.
He'd get on the bottom one.
He didn't even do that. He'd throw you into the rope, whatever he would do. He'd probably fart on you and you'd have dead. And then he would throw you on the canvas and he would do the Bundy splash.
Yes.
And he wore that old school one piece wrestling outfit, and he was bald and he had like nine chins. He was a badass. And Bundy is, that's why I say don't disparage him. He actually, and I believe he still holds the record. You know, he's like the Ty Cobb of WWF. He's a record holder here, man.
Oh, he was gross.
Yeah, he was pretty nasty. But him and John Studd did a number on Andre when they cut his hair. I was sick, Bobby Heenan. But anyway, he set a record for quickest pin. And in WrestleMania 1, you can look this up, Huff. I believe it was 8 seconds against mid-carter, extraordinaire, bit of a jobber, SD Special Delivery Jones. 8 seconds. He ran, he jumped into SD Jones, he suffocated him, and then he pinned him. And it was over.
He passed away 2 years ago.
All right, so don't say he's gross, dude. Why would you say that?
I'm just saying his outfit, not like him.
Don't backtrack. You looked at his picture and you said he's gross.
Yes, his outfit with the double singlet looks like he's got a, I don't know.
I think if he was like good looking and he still had a bad outfit on, you wouldn't have said he was gross. You were reacting to his face.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, I was honestly reacting to his body. His body is just...
It was very bowling ballish. Yeah. He was not very defined. All right, 11:49 here on The Fan, Tiki and Tierney. We got Jody Mack coming up next here. You know, Tiki, I want to throw this at you. I told you something about Aaron Rodgers, right? Now, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about realistic giant quarterback options for next year. And Tiki came up with the list of unrestricted free agents.
Yes, the ones that are free, so you're not giving up draft equity for them. And in fact, a lot of people are saying Deshaun Watson, but Deshaun Watson's deal is kind of punitive. It would require a massive restructure, which I don't know if it's doable or even... Here's the reality. So when a guy gets traded, his signing bonus, all that prorated money, gets attributed to the trading team. The team that's trading for that player only has to worry about the base salary. Deshaun Watson's salary next year is $35 million. His base salary is $35. So his cap hit is 40, but 35 of that goes to the Giants if they were to get him. Russell Wilson, on the other hand, has a cap hit of $37 million, but only 19 of it is base salary. So it's a significant difference.
I got to tell you, I absolutely despise.
The salary cap?
I loathe.
I agree as
the
well.
The finances of the NFL.
It's so confusing.
What's a cap hit?
That's right.
What can you rework? Let's restructure. This team's over the cap. Then they have three free agents.
That's right.
It drives me nuts.
What's likely to be earned versus what's unlikely to be earned.
In terms of like achievable bonuses or incentives. And it is ridiculous.
Those add to the cap if they're likely to be earned. If they're not,
who
they
determines
don't.
If they're likely,
exactly.
Who doesn't.
Right.
All right, so... Some of the names Teak threw out, you know, Dalton, Tyrod Taylor, Jameis Winston coming off the knee surgery, Jacoby Brissett, Mariota, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Then Mitch Trubisky's name came up. And listen, if you said, all right, put some money on who you think is going to be the next Giants coach, I believe it's going to be Daboll, and so do you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How do you say these? Is it Shane?
Not Sean. I thought it was Sean because it's spelled S-C-H-O-E-N.
I thought it was Sean as well.
Apparently, it's Shane.
It's Shane.
Yes.
Like Shane McMahon, to bring it back to wrestling,
yes.
Which I won't.
I don't see an A anywhere in the word. But
uh-huh. No. All right. Things can change. If you're asking me right now, I think it's going to be the Shane Daboll combo, which I think should be very appealing to Giant fans.
Mm-hmm.
If Daboll says, now I'm telling you, how they used him in Chicago versus how I would use him.
Yeah.
At the minimum, we bring him in if Danny's not right or if Danny stumbles or if Danny plays well and gets hurt. I think Trubisky could be interesting for the Giants.
And he's also cheap. He's 24 or 27 years old, and he's cheap.
And he could run.
Exactly. Last year, he made $2.5 million, so he's cheap.
Very
you don't
cheap.
Even really have to do much to get him into as a backup.
Yeah, he's not going to get a raise coming off a year in which he did nothing.
Exactly.
That was $2.5 million as coming off a starter.
That's right.
Maybe you get him for $2
million. That's exactly right.
Okay, so I'm down with that. I think that's actually a pretty decent route to take. But let me give you Aaron Rodgers here, all right? And you brought up Russell Wilson, but let me hone in on Rodgers for a moment. Now, The Giants aren't ready to win.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make a ton of sense, Rodgers with the Giants. I'm not trying to hot take, clickbait. This is not happening. But the only way, from Rodgers' point of view, because let's say it's got to be a two-way street, mm-hmm. Giants can want him all they want. Yep. If he doesn't want them, it's not happening. If you think the Giants have a chance, or if you want the Giants to get Rodgers, you have to hope for the Packers to win the Super Bowl this year. If Aaron Rodgers, because let's face it, Tegan, again, you and I hit this nationally all the time, the whole legacy thing, blah, blah, blah. He's got to get number two. He's got to.
Yes.
If he gets number two, he might feel a little internal freedom to go somewhere where he's not automatically in a position to win right away, mm-hmm. okay, because he's a little less fixated on the immediacy of the legacy, okay? But if he processes it this way, again, assuming he wins this year, he might say to himself, well, let's see. I got number two, so that gets me off the hook. Everybody can stop bothering me about that. Now what happens if I go and rehabilitate the Giants, the fabled New York football Giants in a year or two,
if it was,
more specifically?
If it was a guy who I think cared about other teams' history. I know he maybe cares about the league history, but I don't even know if he does. If he cared about other teams' history, I could see that happening. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers is that kind of guy.
I think he's very aware of all. I think he's a smart guy.
I think he believes that his legacy is solidified as is.
No, nope,
and it can only be enhanced if he wins another championship.
I disagree
with
that.
Which is not going to happen with the Giants.
If he doesn't win the Super Bowl this year, he is never going. He's got to get number two.
But it's not going to happen with the Giants. So
but
why would he
but I prefaced it with, if he wins this year, he has to win with the Packers.
Oh, dude, if Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl this year with Green Bay, you can't tell him jack. Ever.
What I'm saying. I think it's even more reason. I think he's leaving. Well, I think there's a chance he returns. You and I both agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Chance?
Yeah.
But likely he's gone.
And he's under contract for next year.
Oh, I know he is. I know. But they have a handshake, and there's ways to get around that. And I think they would. Plus, it would be. Listen.
Yeah, forget the details. I know they converted some of the stuff last year. I'd have to go look at the details of it, but I forget. They did do something that makes it a little bit easier for him to get out from under his deal.
I don't disagree. Like, do I think that he knows Tiki Barber's rushing stats? Like, no, I don't think he processes like giant history that way.
Yeah.
I don't. But he's no dummy. The guy's a smart. He's different, but he's smart,
but he knows
the New York market and the ability to elevate. He knows how bad the Giants have been for so long. You take the Giants, you take the Knicks up. Forget that's why we loved Randall.
I just
so
don't
much.
Think he thinks like that.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't feel like a guy who thinks like that, who understands that he can change. He doesn't need to change the narrative.
Yes, he does.
Why?
Yes, he does, because he's got one. And
I'm talking about assuming he wins, because you're right. If he doesn't win this year, he's not going someplace where he's not going to win.
That's why
he doesn't have a chance.
Yes, correct.
So let's say he does win. I was assuming that he wins a championship for the Green Bay Packers this year, which
Got
I'm
it.
Not even sure is going to happen.
No, I hear you.
Because the Rams are playing damn good, as are the Buccaneers, and they're getting guys healthy. So
but they could lose to the Niners this week if the Niners run the ball well.
That's exactly right. I'm mentioning the other two teams, but the Niners, they can beat anybody, the mm-hmm. Niners, because they can control the clock and control possession and all those things that we talk about. But let's assume that Aaron Rodgers does win a championship. To me, he doesn't feel like someone who cares enough about his place in history that he would need to go to New York to lift his legacy. You know what I mean? Like some other guys, maybe I could see that. You know,
I still disagree with that.
I
can't prove it, so I can't fight you on it. But
I just don't know.
In me says I disagree.
He's 39 years old.
And you don't know either. Neither one of us knows.
I have no idea.
It's really
but he's going to be 39
guess.
Years old next year. And how long is how long does that take? Yeah, but Tom Brady's a freak of nature. He just did. He's just a freak.
He is.
So, I mean, how much longer is Aaron Rodgers going to even want to do this?
That I can't answer either.
So, is it worth it? Would it be worth it? For whatever
for the Giants to get Aaron Rodgers? Yeah.
For whatever number you're going to have to pay him.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
Would it be worth it?
Yes. When you look at Dak, who might not
be. You're paying him at least $35 million a year, and it's probably a dead hit right now cap hit. It's
okay.
Not like, well, we're going to spread this thing out over 3 or 4
years.
Figure
out the money. And you know what? I'll take my – and again, I don't think it's going to happen – but figure out the money. If Rodgers ever wanted to come to this market, Jets don't need him. We've got the great Zach Wilson. We'll pass on Rodgers. And, you know, I mean, you're in a division with Jalen Hurts. I don't believe in him. The Washington,
don't
no
have a quarterback at all.
And Dak, while you and I both like Dak, and Dak is obviously good, you know, he's not a top six, top seven quarterback. He's not that guy.
No, he proved it.
Yep.
Last weekend.
So, I mean, I think there's a lot of options for the Giants. Most plausible, Jones back. Decent backup in case he's not the guy or hurt again.
Like Mariota
and
Trubisky.
I would go with Trubisky or Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly Trubisky if the coach is Daboll.
I would agree with that.
I think that's a pretty good plan for the
Giants.
I think
that's a great plan because it's inexpensive.
Yes.
Like, they need a viable, inexpensive plan.
Think about how hard that viable is the keyword. A viable, inexpensive plan.
That's right.
That's tough, but it's Trubisky fits the bill. All right. We'll see. We shall see. This conversation's obviously not going anywhere. We'll have a lot of time to talk about this. Jody Mack, the Mack Man. So, Dove, did you do any of his shows? You did, right? We got a little reunion coming up here. Susan Walbin with Jody Mack back in the day. Mack and Sid. Our buddy Jody Mack. We turn it back a little bit with Mack. He'll join us next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.